Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry here on 100.7 WHUD, and this week I'm talking to senior basketball star of Amerenik High School, Aiden Roy. Hi, Aiden. Welcome to the show. Congrats on the honor.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And also talking with us, also joining us, is your coach, Ty Carver. Hi, coach.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing okay. So, Aiden, you guys are off to a good start. Your nomination letter says you won your first couple of games, and a couple of nice games for you, too. 25 points, 5 assists in a win over Arlington, including, and I quote from the letter, his step-back three with 3 minutes to play and Tigers clinging to a one-point lead. Very nice picture painting there, whoever wrote that in the letter. and you also, what was he on the 17 points and 6 assists in your first game and the MVP of the first game. So update me. Have there been any other games since the nomination letter?
No, in our annual Keith D. Eiser tournament this weekend. So we'll play Rye on Friday night and then win or lose, we'll play Saturday.
Okay. All right. So you are the 2-0 though at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. All right. And the big thing is with these wins is that at the moment you're leading a squad with two starting freshmen and without two starters due to injuries. That's a little bit to overcome, and you're obviously doing it well. You're 2-0. How are you guys managing that? How's that working?
It was definitely tough, you know, losing two starters, but having these guys step up, and you know, one of our freshmen 1 point away from a double double in our first game, and then another starter, Cosmo Jr., 1 rebound away from a double double. So you know, we've had guys step up and, you know, play their roles and get the job done. And they felt me, I felt them, and off to a good start.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So how did you all finish last year?
We had a up and down, pretty up down season last year. We started off pretty well, faced some injuries, and ended up losing in the first round of the playoffs. So we definitely, you know, we have a lot of guys coming back, and that was a feeling we don't want to feel again. So we worked really hard over the offseason.
Okay, so obviously expectations pretty high then to get further than just the first round. And I noted here, when it comes to your accomplishments, you're one of the top 5 players in the section in Section 1 this season. You've been all section, all conference, all league player for 2 years. And you were also a starter on the summer's, what is it, BCANY Hoops Festival team that won the gold at the Empire State Games. What is that?
It's basically a bunch of kids from Section 1 came to try out to play on a team that went up in Binghamton to compete against other sections. And it was, you know, we had a great team. We had a ton of talent. And I think we went up there. We played really good basketball. And we obviously won.
And you had a really nice semifinal game, I see, with 25 points. So good for you. And you've also been starting since you were a sophomore. You were the MVP last year of the Harry Jefferson Showcase, also of the Keith Jarre Memorial Tournament as well. And you led your team in scoring, assists, steals, 2-pointers and 3-pointers last year. So that's quite impressive. And it's not surprising then that with this and your accomplishments and the way you lead on the court, that you've been the captain for a couple of years. So what does it feel like being the captain and knowing you're the one that's looked to for that leadership?
You know, it's definitely a really good feeling knowing that I have guys younger than me or even the same age as me, you know, come to me if they need anything on and off the court. Just being that guy for the young guys is really special.
And is there any pressure there? Do you feel any pressure being the captain?
No, I don't, because, you know, I think everybody on our team just trusts each other so much. We've just created such good bonds with each other that it's not really like that. It's really just, I help them, they help me. It's really a mutual relationship.
Okay. And I asked this, of the winners here, who most of the winners I have here are captains of their team. Is there anything in particular that you've seen direct positive effect from your captaining, that you're proud of?
I definitely have seen some benefits. Ever since I joined the program, you know, I wanted to do something that this team has never done before. And I think my work ethic and the work I put in definitely fed off on some other people. We had more and more guys show up to 6 a.m. shooting. We extended 2 days a week to 4 days a week. We played in more games, more leagues over the offseason. I think that as a group just made us so much better.
Oh, that's great. And also I noticed, too, that at the end of last season, you decided to start working with a trainer. You brought along a couple of your teammates, and eventually the entire team was doing this CrossFit training. So how did that start? Where did that come to you to say, I'm going to do something in the offseason here to train?
Yeah. So, you know, my only problem for as long as I've played basketball is I've never been like the most physically, fit person. So I just, I needed to put on some muscle. I needed to get stronger. And this, our guy, Justin, who, you know, just helped me out tremendously. I thought, you know, as a team, we all need to get stronger. It's going to help us so much. And, you know, I got the other two guys, two seniors came, they worked out with me. They started to see some difference. And then, you know, I told Coach Carver about it. Coach Carver talked to Justin and made it happen. And then we got our whole team in there.
Oh, that's great. That had to be pretty satisfying to have the whole team eventually join you, huh?
Yeah, it was. Just seeing everybody grow, you know, from a physical standpoint, just, I think, built so much confidence in our team.
Oh, I'm sure. That's great. And as mentioned earlier, there are a couple of freshmen on the team. And with the letter, it says you're doing a great job guiding them along, making them feel welcome. Now, I'm sure when you were, you know, first starting out, you know, you're on the varsity as a sophomore, I'm sure there were, you know, a captain or an older player that helped guide you along the way. Is there anything that those guys did that you've been able to now impart now to these freshmen to make them feel comfortable, to make them feel part of the team?
Yeah, I think, you know, especially my sophomore year when I played with the point guard, Ryan McIntyre, he never got down on me. Whenever I made a mistake, he'd like, you know, I'd make those same mistakes. He always picked me up. Never a bad word came out of his mouth towards me. And I think just seeing the way he built up his teammates and he played like so hard all the time, really like show me what a leader is really like.
Well, it's good to learn. And like I said, it is kind of nice to do that full circle thing and kind of pay it back. And now coach, you can jump in here. You've mentioned that Aiden's the most talented player you've had in your 18 seasons. What's it been like to coach Aiden and to see his growth, not just as a ball player, but as a person?
It's been a joy. It's been an honor. It's been a privilege to be up close and see his development, his growth throughout the course of the years. He's always been a gym rat, but been so impressed with his relationship with his teammates, his leadership, his drive. It's been a pleasure to watch, and I hope this year the season goes by very slowly.
I can understand that, Coach, with it being his senior year. And so, Aiden, any other sports? Do you play any others?
As a young kid, you know, basketball was never my main sport. For like my whole elementary, I was a soccer player. Middle school, then basketball kind of took over, and I played soccer my freshman year, and then sophomore year I ended up just going all basketball.
Okay, all right. And it says here that you'd like to continue your basketball career in college, and you know, possibly even walking on somewhere. But any progress there when it comes to schools?
Yeah, I've had, you know, it's been a pretty long process. I've had some ups and downs with a bunch of, you know, Division III schools, but I'm, you know, looking to play at a high academic where, you know, somewhere I would go that my grades wouldn't take me. But yeah, I've had some good interest and good feedback from some Division III schools.
Okay, that's great. And I'm sure, you know, once you get to the end of the season and you've got another season on your resume, so to speak, that'll certainly help.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with Mamaroneck High School's Aiden Roy. Now, Aiden, when it comes to this award, academics, they play a big part, and I see you're pretty set. You've got a course load of senior level and AP classes. You're keeping a 93 average. And it's noted here, quote, he's been a stellar student from the moment he got to Mamaroneck, and that he's never one to complain, just buries his head in the work, and he does it thoroughly and successfully. So of all your coursework, the classes you're taking now, is there anything that strikes your fancy? Anything in particular that you're a big fan of?
Yeah, I've always strived and, you know, done well on the math and science kind of side of school. I've never been, you know, too savvy with English and languages. So I think definitely when I think about the next steps, it'll definitely be on the math and science side of things.
Okay. All right. Now, and also, and I, this always just interests me, is there any class in particular that you're taking now that you didn't expect that you were suddenly going to like, that maybe it came as a surprise?
Yeah, I think I take macroeconomics this year. And I think just the idea of this being such a real topic in our, you know, in our world today just makes the class so much more interesting. Being able to see like how it's affecting people on a day-to-day basis. So I think that's a class that's really interesting to me.
Oh, that's very cool. And I also note here that you're a coach for the unified basketball team there. Now, that's a team that consists of what, special education students. You practice with them. You help them have a positive experience through basketball. So how did that come about?
So I had a friend named Peter Radovich who started the club, and he played basketball this last year. And he asked me if I wanted to, you know, come along and do it with him. And I thought it was a great idea. I think basketball is such a fun sport, and it's an activity that, you know, everybody should be able to enjoy. I think being able to, you know, share that experience with some of the special education students at Mamaroneck was super nice.
And then you turned that into also a charitable event you brought to the school with this team, where they took on a team from a residential program in town. So how did it feel to see some of these kids finally score some baskets in front of a crowd? I'm sure there were lots of high fives and big smiles.
Yeah, you know, it was super nice to just see, you know, the joy on these kids' faces when they make shots, and, you know, the crowd erupts. People get so excited. It was definitely a great experience, especially going 4-0 last year.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. I'm sure that's a feather in their cap, huh?
Exactly,
So also I note that, you know, you helped clean and support many local businesses and families after the big storm last year. Volunteered for a local environmental club, to help clean up public parks. And you've been a camp counselor for a couple of years over the last couple of summers, and train young kids in basketball. So my question, and also you're a caddy at Quaker Ridge Golf Course, is that correct?
Yeah, it was. It's my freshman and sophomore year.
Okay, now do you play golf?
My dad is a big golfer, so that's how it kind of came about. And before I could get my working papers and stuff like that, it was a pretty nice job to have.
Oh, I'm sure. I actually used to work when I was a kid, when I was in high school. I used to work at a driving range, so I was somewhere close. I played one round of golf once, and I shot a 118. I could drive the ball, but that whole putting and chipping thing, it wasn't happening. So with all this going on then, Aiden, how do you juggle it all? Because, I mean, you're a busy guy. You got this classwork, you know, all these AP classes. You're playing basketball at a high level. You do all these things outside of school. Anything in particular that you do to juggle it all before you go, you know, crazy?
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, it's super important, especially for me, to just, you know, use my time wisely. I think especially during COVID and those times, I found myself too many times just wasting time doing things that, you know, weren't really important. And I learned that if I use my time wisely, it's pretty manageable to get all these things done, you know, like doing schoolwork in school, obviously playing basketball when I get the chance. And, you know, there's always time to help your community and the people who's helped you. So.
Oh, always indeed. And what do you do, by the way, for a little bit of downtime, just to relax, kind of a reset?
You know, me and some of my friends, we love to play video games. So whenever we all get some downtime, we'll all get on the game, play with each other.
Oh, understood. And coach, before we close up shop here, anything to add for Aiden?
No, this is just, just so happy that he was able to get this award. I don't even remember the last time I've been in the program, you know, head coach for 18 years. But I was in the program for 2 years prior to being named the head coach. So in 20 years, we've never had a Con Ed winner. And this is my first ever. So it's a joy that he was able to get this award. And I'm ecstatic for him. And like I said, the season goes by very slowly.
Well, I hope so as well, and successfully too. So, Aiden, listen, I just wanted to let you know that it was really nice to talk to you, and I just wanted to say congratulations again, and good luck moving forward and finding a place to continue your education and also hopefully your basketball career.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me on here.
All right. From Mamaroneck High School's Aiden Roy, you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry, and join us again next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.